Hold up.
WeirdPedoshTalk.com.
We're talking about the brain.
Now, Richard, I'm not very brainy, so I don't know too much about the brain. But it's often referred to as a kind of a muscle, and that, you know, by using your brain, by exercising it, it's good for you, or it's good for the brain. Is that true?
Yes and no. Interesting fact number one is actually the brain is 60% fat.
Oh, no.
The reason they say it's like a muscle, though, is because you need to exercise it. And the more you exercise it, the better it becomes.
So can you actually become more intelligent then?
I'm not sure about more intelligent, but in studies it's been proved that if you learn something new, your brain actually develops and it becomes stronger.
Is it possible then to delay dementia and things like that?
Yes, definitely. There's the phrase, use it or lose it.
Right.
So if you use your brain a lot more, for instance, having interesting conversations.
Learning a language.
Learning a language, definitely. Doing crosswords. If you keep your brain active, then
you're going to keep your marbles.
You're going to keep your marbles and stop dementia. It's very, very true. It's not just using your brain. Sleep is vital.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's been shown that people get a full night's sleep, their brains perform much better than sleep-deprived people.
Oh, so if you're going to do an exam, it's better to have a good night's sleep rather than burning midnight oil studying.
Exactly. But also, when you're asleep, the brain is more active than when you're awake.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So there's a lot more to the brain than I realise. But I do know also, Richard, there's this left side, right side of the brain. I mean, that's true, isn't it?
No.
Oh, really?
It started off with work in the 60s. These scientists were working on epilepsy, and what they actually did with their patients, they cut the brain in half.
They're dead patients, Richard.
No, they're alive.
No.
The brain has no nerves. The brain cannot feel pain. So they did experiments on people that were still awake on their brain.
Oh. So where does the left-right thing come from?
Well, from those early experiments, they thought that the left side of the brain had more to do with logic and analysis and objective, and the right side of the brain was more intuitive, thoughtful, subjective.
And creative.
But now they think it's much more complicated than that. It's not the left and the right-hand side being more dominant. There's connections, and so it's really no such thing as left and right.
So they've oversimplified it.
They've oversimplified it, yes.
And what about linking it to left and right-handed people? Is there any link there?
There is, actually, because the left side of your brain controls the right side of your body.
So that is true?
Generally true, yes.
Right.
Every part of the brain has a known function. So that other myth, you only use 10% of your brain, that's rubbish as well.
OK. But I think we can safely say, though, Richard, for the listeners, if they carry on learning English, it's going to be good for them.
Definitely. As I said before, use it or lose it.